Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Long Island school districts are projecting higher tax increases in 2024-25, but a late boost in state financial aid could help keep rates under control, per a Newsday review. Across Nassau and Suffolk, preliminary district reports show that property taxes would rise an average 2.67% during 2024-25. In comparison, estimates of region-wide taxes were up 2.21% at this time last year. The financial picture for Long Island school systems remains in flux. While the governor recently reported annual state revenue higher than originally thought, federal COVID relief payments are due to dry up in the fall. Newsday's review was based mostly on reports from more than 120 Long Island school districts submitted to the state comptroller's office and covering nearly $9.8 billion in overall tax revenue. New York state law requires these projections as of March 1st each year as a kind of early alert for taxpayers. School levies account for more than 60% of homeowners' tax bills on Long Island. Districts are scheduled to report final tax and spending plans by April 26, public voting on proposed budgets May 21st. North Haven Village Mayor Chris Fiore considers himself among the surging number of pickleball fans and players. "I'm a senior citizen," he said. "We all love the game." But like other Long Island municipal leaders, Fiore and fellow North Haven board members recently have had to confront a side effect of the sport's popularity: noise complaints. With that in mind, last week the North Haven Village Board adopted a six-month moratorium on building permits for courts for pickleball or padel, a similar racket sport, on residential properties. The moratorium also applies to converting tennis courts for pickleball use, but does not limit construction permits for new tennis courts. Joe Werkmeister reports on Newsday.com that East Hampton Village approved a similar moratorium last year, and Southampton Village discussed potential code changes last month that would set boundary requirements for pickleball and padel courts. In North Haven, a village of about 1,100 residents nestled between Sag Harbor and Shelter Island, the moratorium will allow officials time to consider code changes, such as sound abatement requirements or banning pickleball courts on residential property, according to Mayor Fiore. Now that we're into the final days of our March into Spring 2024 fund drive, here's an exciting update. Now through March 28th, through this coming Thursday, every dollar donated will be tripled up to $50,000, thanks to Board Chairman James Atwood. Won't you consider joining your East End neighbors and donate today to listener-supported 88.3 WLIW-FM? We are the only NPR station on Long Island. We live and work and play with you right here across Suffolk County and the Twin Forks. You may donate online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org to donate online and have your contribution tripled, or call us at 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717. When calling and donating, make a comment. We might well put it on air. Plus, when you make a donation of $10 a month or a single donation of $120, we will thank you with your choice of a pair of large ceramic mugs or our very popular WLIW-FM Robust Tote Bag or our sleek thermal bottle for hot and cold beverages. You will also receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and gain access to countless hours of exclusive titles and PBS favorites with WLIW Passport. Donate online at wliwfm.org, and thank you for listening. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.